Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Cliff Chiat, Vice President of Sales and Publisher of the Gazette of Politics and Business. Welcome, Cliff.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you on the show today. Cliff is also known as the Happy Publisher. First of all, how did you get that moniker?
Well, I think... I smile a lot, but I always felt when phone mail first came around, I had to leave a message, and I thought that was my opportunity to maybe make somebody's day. So I started out with, this is the Happy Publisher. And people would leave a message and say, you know, I was in a bad mood before I called you, but you really perked me up. So and then it caught on, and the rest is history.
I'm going to steal that. I'm going to be the Happy Lawyer.
I think that's great.
That's a hard thing to do, too. So Cliff is, as I mentioned, he's Vice President of Sales and Publisher of the Gazette of Politics and Business, which is Maryland's favorite political and business weekly. It's published by Post Newsweek Media, which is a division of the Washington Post Company. And Cliff is a 28-year veteran of the publishing industry. He started such publications, was very involved with TechWay. Many of you may remember that, and was involved in setting up some of the awards for the tech companies in the D.C. metro area. He was very involved in that, and he himself has won several awards, including a recent one from the Bethesda Chevy Chase Chamber of Commerce, right?
That is correct. That was not too long ago, and that was more like a chairman's award for just doing a good job, I guess.
Well, you've done a great job, and you know, there's a couple of things we're going to talk about today, but one of the things that really attracted my attention was the Gazette's 2011 list of Maryland's 25 CEOs you need to know. How did this come about?
Well, the 25 CEOs came about because we thought that if you could be in a room with 25 people, who would you like those people to be? And all of them a little bit different, with different backgrounds, but representing different types of industries. So we started out just picking a list of 25 people. And that evolved into, hey, maybe these 25 need to meet each other.
Okay.
So we turned it into an event. And for the last 3 years now, we've been doing it as an event. And it is really a nice way to thank these CEOs for really being great leaders at their companies with great visions.
How are these people nominated to be the top CEOs in Maryland?
Well, they're actually all my favorite people. I mean, truthfully, it's a great question because there are some areas like we do this in Frederick and Montgomery, Prince George's and Howard, and I need to talk to people in the know. So whether it's the CEO of a chamber of commerce or the director of economic development, they seem to have a good finger on a pulse of folks that are leading the charge.
I see.
So we have them go to the website, fill out a questionnaire, and it's really not an easy questionnaire. They really have to divulge a lot about, you know, themselves, and a lot of these guys and gals are humble.
What are some of the questions that you ask on the questionnaire that are unique?
Well, I mean, some of the things that we ask about is what they do to give back to the community.
Okay.
You know, how do they value their human capital, you know, their employees, things like that, what their vision is, what their toughest decision they had to make. But some of the fun things are where they were educated, what their favorite book is, if they had a chance to go to dinner with anybody, you know, whether they are still around or not, you know, who would that be? And it was interesting to see that everyone had a different answer. You would think everybody had similar answers, but it just showed how diversified the backgrounds were. Yeah.
Can you give me some examples of some of the interesting answers that you got to some of these good questions?
Well, like the first job question, you know, it's always, everybody always thinks about what their first job is. I know it made me.
What was your first job?
Actually, I washed dishes.
So did I. That was my first job.
I figured if I could do that.
I did it at Bethesda Country Club, but right across the river. So.
Do you remember a place called the Charcoal Inn?
Oh, sure.
In Gaithersburg?
Sure.
Well, I was only 15 years old, and what I really wanted to do was become a waiter. So I figured if I washed dishes, I'd make friends with everybody.
Right.
But those French onion bowls, forget about it, man. I mean.
Or the pans at the end of the night.
Oh, my God.
That was brutal. Anyway, so what are some of the interesting answers that you got to that question?
Well, of course, one of my favorite was a newspaper carrier.
Okay,
That someone had, but cashier, rock band, somebody,
ooh,
you know, claiming to be.
Actually a job in a rock
band.
I was in a rock band, but I never had a job.
Yeah. Well, this person, I think, was a one-man band. He claimed he played every instrument and sang. So, that was interesting. We have a platoon leader working the snack area at a roller rink. This one was interesting. Fox Fur business in New York City in the garment district.
Actual fox fur.
Yeah, working with fox furs and a pot washer. I did find someone that so actually
washed pots.
Somebody
has a common interest to you and me.
Yeah, so I mean, every one of them was a little bit different, and then we got into a little bit of the education, and we had Bradley University, Emory, Stanford, University of Maryland, Johns Hopkins, West Point, American University, George Washington. So I was surprised to see some of the folks had stayed, which was great.
Area.
You know, great for our economy that they graduated here and built businesses here.
I mean, I grew up in Bethesda. I've lived here all my life. I think a lot of people really like this area, genuinely.
Absolutely.
And then there are people, you came from New York, right?
That's right. I did come up, to be honest with you, kicking and screaming.
Is that right?
Yeah. My father came home one day. He says, I have good news and bad news. The good news is I got a promotion. The bad news is I have to move to Maryland from New York. And I said, well, I wish you well. And he says, well, the other part of the bad news is you have to come with me.
Yeah, that's right.
At age 15, that was a big deal. But I wouldn't have been kicking and screaming as much if I saw a crystal ball and saw, well, you know, my life and my kids. And you know. But you don't think about that at age 15.
It's a great opportunity here in this area.
So
tell us some more about the CEOs, the top 25. Anybody that we should get to know better?
Yeah, I have to tell you that one of the things I wanted to do is make sure that we represented at least four of the counties, which we call our sweet spot.
Okay.
We call it the innovation economy. This is where we feel the future job growth is going to be.
Right, where all the technology is, biotech, and so on.
But one of my most interesting recipients is Colonel Judith Robertson. She's the commander of Fort Detrick.
Oh.
And I had to go through some kind of a screening to make sure this was all, you know, on the up and up and,
sure.
and there was, you know, what was involved. But I was very honored when she had accepted.
That's an interesting CEO position, isn't it?
Well, it's CEO really. Some people call me up. Well, I'm not actually the CEO. I said, you know, but I do lead a billion-dollar company. And I'm kind of going, I think that qualifies.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Like, because we have SAIC in Howard County, which is Larry Cox. And
but he's not the president of SAIC, right?
No, he is the group manager. But if you see the size of the facility that he's responsible for, I think he absolutely qualifies. If anything, it should probably be called more of the folks that are leading the charge list.
Right.
Some other interesting ones real quickly were Stephen Nebergall is the president of Safeway. For the Eastern Division, Dr. Mickey Burnham, who's the president of Bowie State University, and guys like Pradman Kaul, who the CEO of Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
So the list goes on and on. There are even associations like Renee Winsky is president and CEO of the Tech Council of Maryland.
And that's a very influential organization. I remember when it just started up probably 20-some years ago. But today it's burgeoning and growing.
It's doing very well. And they're also heading up the bio and the tech side. But we really, I'm probably most proud of this list compared to any other list we had because it is a great diversification of backgrounds and types of people.
When is the event for this year? When's that scheduled?
The event is going to be May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
We're going to serve Mexican food.
But well, it's right after this show will air, actually. Yeah. So. Now, you've also got the P&B Exceptional 53. Tell us about that.
The P&B 53 is simply the Politics and Business 53.
Okay. Why 53?
Well, so people would ask that question was the main reason. 53, it rhymes with P&B. So, you know, in marketing 101, it's got to roll off your tongue.
Why not 33?
Yeah. Well, we wanted 53 because there were too many people to choose from. We have so many applications come in. The other, and the extra three is for those three that typically don't make a list.
Ah.
And we wanted to give those guys a hand.
So, all right. So, nice. What do they have to do to qualify for this list?
Okay. What we do is that's nominated companies. You can be self-nominated, but it's based on four criteria.
Right.
You're a great place to work. You give back to the community, and you're innovative in your approach of doing business, and you're growing. And those are really the four things. We do a report card. The interesting thing is we call the 53 when we have the list to let them know they made the list.
Right.
But we say if you want to find out where you rank on the list, you need to come to the dinner. And then we do a countdown from 53 to 1.
Now, the 2010 winners included some very big companies like W.R. Grace and Johns Hopkins Health Systems, as well as some of the local professional organizations like Venable and Aronson and Company, et cetera. You say that they can be self-nominated. Do other people typically nominate these organizations, or do they self-nominate?
Typically, they're self-nominated. If anyone does nominate them, it happens to be from economic development or from a chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people will nominate another company, but usually it's someone from the PR side that thinks their company is worthy of being on the list. But I do have independent judges that make the decision. But it's really exciting. We have different themes every year, and last year we used football because the NFL has 53 players that make the cut. Just by coincidence, we said, let's give...
Oh, that's right.
So we gave out jerseys like it was an NFL draft. When people came up on stage, they got a jersey with their number on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget Jack Fitzgerald holding up number 9 saying, that was Sonny Jurgensen's number. I love number 9.
It was also Frank Howard's original number before they changed
from
it.
From the Senators,
yeah. That's right. That's right. Now, how do they rank? I mean, who there's a panel of judges that actually rank the companies?
Well, what we do is we do a report card and a score.
Okay.
So where you end up on the list is based on the average, you know, of what your score is.
Sure.
And then we plug everybody in. But nobody knows until that night at that event where they rank. So the countdown gets very exciting, especially when you get down to 10. It's almost like a business pageant of sort.
Can you tell me anything about the winner last year, DAI?
Yeah, DAI actually was very excited. In fact, they were so humbled they couldn't believe that they were number one because they saw so many other companies that they thought were worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But they really did a wonderful, you know, they answered all the questions very, very well, which is very important. And they do stuff all over the world. And they're right here locally and kind of like unsung heroes. But some of the best companies are the ones that are the most humble.
Sure.
And they aren't your typical companies that you would think. So it's nice to hear that. But we've had Honest Tea and MedImmune win in the past years.
Right.
So sometimes it is a designer label.
Okay.
And other times it's an unknown.
Are there a lot of repeat candidates from year to year?
Folks want to move further down the list, and that does happen. Although Honest Tea said,
you mean up the list?
No, actually down. They want to be number one.
Oh, okay, down the list. Okay.
A lower number.
Lower number.
It's
right.
Funny when you think about it, but like Honest Tea didn't register the next year. We called them up. You sure you don't want to register? He says, look, we've been number one.
We're just number one, so we know we're number one.
We're going to get out while we're ahead.
Now, here's another question for you: why Maryland and not, you know, other jurisdictions like D.C. and Virginia? We're all really one community. I know there's some people who are phobic about coming across the river to the Virginia side. I actually made that trip and never went back. But why Maryland only?
Well, our sweet spot really is Maryland.
For the Gazette.
Yeah, for the Gazette. And we wanted to really stay focused on our area of readership. And, you know, frankly, there are lots of award programs, but there are a lot of Maryland companies that that deserve to be honored. But when you have a list that you have to, you know, cover the whole region, sometimes some of those companies get left off.
It's a big list.
Yeah.
And also, I noticed that there are no Baltimore County companies.
Well, there have been in the past, like Johns Hopkins
and
stuff like
that.
But I will tell you that we have made a decision, a conscious decision, to really try to focus more on this capital region of Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Both from a circulation and a readership standpoint for the Politics and Business paper. So I think, you know, Howard County, Prince George's, Frederick, and Montgomery are really our true sweet spot.
Right.
And we do that better than anybody. So who wants to wake up in the morning and do what everyone else does? We just wanted to focus on what we do better than everyone else.
Now, the Gazette is a print publication, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we come out every Friday. We're a subscription paper going up to 20,000 of the movers and shakers, not only in business, but also in Annapolis. So all the legislators, you know, love to read the paper every Friday.
Have you found that subscriptions are growing or leveling off in this internet economy?
Well, what's nice is we're controlled circulation. So therefore, we have the right 20,000. We handpick those. If I want to add 400 CEOs tomorrow and I get a list, I can simply add them.
So you're really targeting your subscriptions.
Absolutely. We want the people that really influence or make the decisions at the companies.
Yeah. So with our minute left, I mean, what's in future for the Gazette?
Well, it's interesting. We are going to start a procurement breakfast in Montgomery County, where we're going to bring the largest employers to try to get them to do business with their local business community.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that with Steve Silverman with Montgomery County Department of Economic Development. And we are going to try to do a half-day conference in the fall, trying to get these four counties together on how to move Maryland forward as an innovation economy.
Cliff Chiat, how do people get in touch with you to find out more about the Gazette?
Very easy. They can call our number at 301-948-3120, or they can simply go email me at cchiat, C-H-I-E-T, at gazette.net.
It's been great having you as a guest on Blueprint for Wealth. Thanks for being here today.
Wayne, it's an honor. Thank you. I had fun.
Thank you. And listen to Blueprint for Wealth next week when we have another special topic and special guest that will help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Have a great week.